Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Philippians 4, 10 to 20. Philippians 4, the verses 10 to 20. I rejoiced greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. My theme for reflection is the balance of generosity and contentment. The balance of generosity and contentment. In the heartwarming verses of Philippians 4, 10 to 20, we find a tapestry of gratitude, generosity, and the balance of contentment. The relationship between Apostle Paul and the Philippian Christians unfolds like a delicate interweaving of giving and receiving, each step resonating with deep spiritual significance. Imagine a world where gratitude is as natural as breathing. In this scripture, Paul embodies this ideal. He expresses heartfelt thanks not merely for the material support he received from the Philippian believers, but sees their gifts as a renewal of concern, a reaffirmation of a bond that transcends physical needs. This act of giving is not a mere transaction. It is a testament to the depth of their spiritual kinship. Yet, in the midst of this exchange, Paul introduces a profound paradox, the art of contentment. Paul's life was a mosaic of hardships and abundance, and that taught him the secret of being content in any and every situation. This contentment is not complacency, but a serene acceptance of life's ebb and flow. His statement, not that I desire your gifts, what I desire is that more be credited to your account, is not a dismissal of their generosity, but an elevation of it. Paul sees their giving not as a remedy for his desperation, but as a spiritual investment, a deposit in their heavenly account, yielding eternal dividends. My dear friends, this perspective transforms the act of giving into something sacred. Each time we give, especially to those looking after our spiritual needs, let us remember that our gift is a fragrant offering, a sacrifice pleasing to God and transcending the material and blooming into the spiritual. It is a vision of a community where giving and receiving are not mere acts of social obligation, but are imbued with divine significance. The passage culminates in a promise as Paul assures the Philippians of God's provision. The blessing he pronounces is not a transactional reward for their generosity, but an affirmation of a spiritual principle. In God's economy, generosity and contentment harmonize to create a cycle of blessing that touches both giver and receiver. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does the act of giving reflect our understanding of God's provision, and how does it shape our relationships within our spiritual community? Number two, in what ways can we cultivate the art of contentment in our lives, recognizing that our ultimate fulfillment lies not in abundance or scarcity, but in God's unchanging grace? Heavenly Father, in the richness of your grace, teach us the delicate balance of generosity and contentment. May our giving be a reflection of your love and our contentment a testament to your sufficiency. As we walk in the footsteps of Paul and the Philippian church, help us to see our acts of kindness not as mere gestures, but as sacred offerings pleasing to you. Guide us to live in a way that credits our spiritual account in your eternal kingdom, and in doing so, find the profound joy of being part of your divine tapestry. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.